If you're a golf fan, you're going to want to go to the Houston Open PGA Tour event coming to town, and we have tickets for that here in about a half hour. Plus, the bidding is ongoing to get in the group with PGA Tour Pro and Raj playing in the Monday Pro-Am. This is Monday, March 26th. Bids up to $4,000 now.
Keep in mind, I'm not good, but I'm fast. So I don't want this to be a five-hour play. Let's move it along.
Sometimes it's actually better.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't hit into anybody this time.
Well, you know, Phil's up there standing over a putt or on the fairway, just, you know, taking forever. I may just have to move him along.
We actually play with a guy who is a former pro from time to time who has hit into people, and he can do it, right?
And he can. Yeah. He can hit long.
He will give them some incentive to move along. So if you want to be involved in this, you make your bid online. Go to HoustonsEagle.com, and you can play in this very prestigious Pro-Am event, which is coming up. Phones are ringing right now. It's 713-343-1075. Hello.
Oh, the hell's this?
It's Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Hey there.
Hi, Roy.
Your show for news, weather, and herp alert. Hey, did y'all hear that? The number one reason people get rejected from The Bachelor is herpes.
Yeah, we heard that.
It's true. You must have herpes to be a contestant. And Kobe Bryant won an Oscar.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he now has as many Oscars as MVP awards and rape charges.
Wow.
And how about that mailman who won't deliver to a nudist colony? Weird. You think he'd be used to packages? Later.
Let's go to Brazil for a Foo Fighter concert. And they mashed up two songs. See if you can identify them.
Nothing yet.
That's right. It's a song of hope. We're gonna sing it for you right now. You got it wrong. I seen the toughest around, and I know, baby, just how you've been. You got a roller with the punches, no one but me. Can't you see him on the theater? Got my back against a wrecking machine. Can't you see what I mean?
It's in key.
Doesn't quite work, does it?
Go ahead and jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump.
Works for me.
I think it makes a mockery of both songs.
I think it improves Imagine.
Okay. How can you improve Imagine? That's an all-time
sleepy
class. Well,
a little sleepy.
Well, all right. We'll post this. See what you think. This isn't serious.
I don't think he's trying to be serious. People in the audience are like, no comprende.
Can you just see what I mean?
They speak Portuguese down there.
Right? I don't know. No sir.
Failed experiment from the Foo Fighters. We'll put it online if you want to check that out on our social media. We have the mystery movie clip to guess here. We did two mystery movie clips this morning. Well, the Oscars were on last night.
Yeah.
It's our tribute to Hollywood. Let's bring in our caller. Hunter's with us. Good morning, Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. What are you up to?
Just working.
What do you do?
Work at a hospital. Contractors.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's the deal. We've got tickets to see John Cleese, the famed Monty Python sketch artist and movies and everything else. I liked his show Fawlty Towers. That was kind of funny.
Hilarious. You remember he had a part on Cheers for a while?
Yes.
I want to say he was Diane's psychiatrist? Somebody's psychiatrist, wasn't he? I don't remember. A long time ago.
At any rate, he's coming to the Smart Financial Center April 5th. And you can go if you can identify this very tough movie clip. Here we go.
I fart in your general direction.
Name the movie.
That would have to be Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That would be it. Yeah, you win. Congratulations. Nice job.
All right, thank you.
And for extra credit, what was his character in that movie, in that scene?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't remember.
He's up on top of a
He's
castle
up in the castle in a tower.
You know, I can picture him up there.
Yelling down at the English kniggets.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the insult he said to the guy? Your mother.
Your mother was a hamster. Your mother smelled of something in your
elderberries.
Elderberries, and your father was a hamster or something.
Yeah.
Do you think that this movie divides people along gender lines?
Like chicks don't dig Monty Python?
I don't think so.
I wasn't aware.
Absolutely, certain people that do not like the movie. You either love it or you hate it, I think.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of British humor, and in the movie subtitles or whatever, they have him listed as the French taunter.
He's the French taunter.
Well, I did not know that.
There you go. A little extra credit.
There you go.
Well, it's a very inside thing. All right, we're going to send you to see the talented John Cleese when he comes here April 5th. Hang on, we'll set you up. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Tough time for the Wild Pitch. March Madness hasn't started. Baseball hasn't started. It's the NFL offseason, which is usually when I can count on player arrests. San Francisco police are actually searching for a Raiders linebacker as we speak for an alleged assault, but that's hardly news. So when in doubt, the Wild Pitch turns to Charles Barkley, who is on Saturday Night Live again.
But some people don't want to hear from professional athletes, like this lady on Fox News who told LeBron James to shut up and dribble. And dribbling's like LeBron's only fourth thing he's good at. Shooting, passing, and magically making his hairline come back.
That's today's Wild Pitch.
Houston Open coming to town. Starts Monday, March 26th. Tickets are available at houstonopen.org, but we're giving away a pair right now.
Got to name this movie. I don't know that you fooled anybody.
No, I really thought this is obviously a well-known movie, but this is not the most memorable moment from the movie. It's kind of a lesser quote from the film, but no one seems to be particularly fooled by it. Scott, how are you today? Scott's with us. What's up, Scott?
Hey, man, just driving to work. Where are you going?
With the cops going by? Okay. Where are you working today?
I do restaurant work.
Okay. Vague. Are you a waiter, manager?
No, manager.
Manager. All right, cool.
What type of restaurant?
Italian.
Start with a C?
No, it does not start with a C.
Okay. We're playing. Name that restaurant.
Is it the Olive Garden?
Negative.
Okay.
Let's start naming all 100 Italian restaurants.
Well, I'm picking the biggest. I'm picking the ones with the most locations first. I thought I had better odds.
No, we're very limited. We only have two locations here in town.
Two locations.
Name of the restaurant's called Palazzo's.
Okay. Nice. Feel free to give yourself a plug, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So where
are you located on the west side?
Well, we've got two stores. One's over by the Galleria. This is the original one. And the other one is on Briar Forest and Beltway 8.
Well, we're right here in the Galleria.
Not very far.
Yeah. So what's your best dish? What's your specialty?
The most popular dish is probably the pasta palazzo, but... Mm. You know, we sell a lot of that. You know, chicken parmesan, a lot of people like that. I mean, you know, it's just your regular hearty Italian food. People just, you know, real good stuff.
Damn, I'm hungry now.
I know. It always happens. All right, let's get to the movie clip. What, do we need to play it for him?
I think we should for people just joining us. People are always just joining the show.
Here we are.
Look, boss, I only got one rule, and that's never bet money that you don't have on a dog race with an ex-girlfriend who happens to be a stripper. Now, you broke that rule, man. You're going to have to be sweet to her, Holmes.
That's a rule that should never be broken. What is that movie?
That would be Tin Cup.
Tin Cup is correct.
Right.
The great Cheech Martin there.
Right, and you know, you played a quote that had nothing to do with golf.
Right.
It's a golf movie, but it did not fool anyone.
So you're going to see some golf, the Houston Open.
Awesome.
Starts Monday, March 26th, and you will be there. Hold on the line. We'll hook you up.